Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talking Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. It's the end of March, and spring sports are heating up with region play underway for many of the teams. Since it was opening day for Major League Baseball on Thursday, let's begin this week's show talking baseball for local high school teams, starting with the Prescott Badgers. The Badgers demolished Mojave on the road Tuesday afternoon 20-1 to improve to 6-3 overall and 3-0 in the region. Sophomore Travis Gates and junior Jacob Patterson led the charge with three RBIs each. Four players had at least two RBIs, and 12 players overall drove home at least a run, as the Badgers opened the game with 9 runs in the first and 7 runs in the second. The Badgers take on Lee Williams at home on Friday at 3 p.m. and then play Lee Williams on the road on Monday at 3:45 p.m. The Badgers next week also host Mojave on Tuesday at 4 p.m. and Mingus on Thursday at 3 p.m. The Bradshaw Mountain Bears on Thursday beat Mingus 14-4 to improve to 6-2 overall and 3-0 in the region. Bradshaw got off to a fast start with 4 runs in the first. After Coconino cut the deficit to 1 after 2 innings, the Bears scored 10 unanswered runs. Junior Garrison Jones drove in 4 runs and hit a home run, while senior Shane Livesay had 3 RBIs along with the win on the mound. The Bears are back in action next week against Agua Fria on the road Thursday at 3:45 p.m. and then host Mojave for a doubleheader on Saturday beginning at noon. The Chino Valley Cougars on Wednesday lost to Wickenburg at home 11-4 to fall to 3-6 overall and 0-3 in the region. They'll look to get back in the win column on Saturday as they travel to Scottsdale to take on Scottsdale Christian at 1 p.m. Next week, the team plays Odyssey Institute on the road Thursday at 3:45 p.m. We'll get caught up with other high school and college scores from the past week and look ahead to the Wranglers game on Saturday coming up, but before that, this show is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Reach out to them for all your plumbing and heating needs. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Okay, let's get caught up with the rest of the teams in the area with the whip around. Staying with high school sports and Chino Valley, the softball team on Thursday lost their third game in a row 7-1 to Wickenburg at home to fall to 3-7 overall and 2-3 in the region. Up next is a road game against Scottsdale Christian at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and then another road game against Odyssey Institute on Thursday at 3:45 p.m. The Chino Valley golf team next week competes against Baghdad on the road Tuesday before taking on Camferde, Williams, and Sedona Red Rock on the road Thursday. Back to Bradshaw Mountain as the Bears softball team lost at home on Thursday 9-1 to Coconino, breaking a 3-game winning streak. At 6-2 overall and 2-1 in the region, the Bears have a road game next week against Mojave on Monday before hosting Mojave on Wednesday. Both times are 3:45 p.m. The boys' tennis team went 2-0 this week, blanking Deer Valley and Barry Goldwater 9-0. At 8-1 overall and 2-1 in the section, the team travels to Cactus Shadows on Thursday for a match beginning at 3:30 p.m. The girls' tennis team this week beat Deer Valley 9-0 but lost to Barry Goldwater 7-2 as their record stands at 3-6 overall and 1-2 in the section. The team hosts Cactus Shadows on Thursday at 3:30 p.m. and then travels to Page for a match on Friday at 3 p.m. The boys' volleyball team lost to Barry Goldwater on Tuesday 3-0 as they fall to 2-5 overall. After a road game against Dysart on Friday, the team has another road game against Thunderbird next Thursday at 5 p.m. The boys' and girls' track and field teams compete in the Greenway Track Invitational on Saturday. On to Prescott as the Badgers softball team beat Mojave twice this week, 13-2 on Tuesday and 12-2 on Thursday, to improve to 6-4 overall and 2-2 in the region. After playing Lee Williams on the road Friday, the team hosts Lee Williams on Monday at 4 p.m. and then has a road game against Mingus on Thursday at 3:45 p.m. The boys' tennis team has home games against Deer Valley on Tuesday and Flagstaff on Thursday, both at 3:30 p.m. The team had a game against Cactus Shadows this week, but no score was available at the time of recording. The team went into that contest with a perfect 7-0 record and 2-0 in the section. The girls' tennis team beat Coconino on the road Thursday 9-0 to improve to 6-1 overall and 3-0 in the section. They play Page on the road Saturday at noon before hitting the road to play Deer Valley on Tuesday and Flagstaff on Thursday. The boys volleyball team had a great week, beating Lee Williams 3-0 on Monday, Cactus 3-1 on Tuesday, and Phoenix Christian 3-0 on Thursday to improve to 7-3 overall. Up next are home games against Greenway on Tuesday and Dysart on Thursday, both start at 5:30 p.m. On to college, and starting with the Embry-Riddle softball team, the Eagles on Wednesday split a doubleheader with OUAZ, beating OUAZ 8-0 in 5 innings in Game 1, before losing Game 2 4-1. The Eagles are 21-9 and 10-0 in conference. Next Friday, the Eagles hit the road to play La Sierra. The baseball team played a doubleheader on Friday against Park Gilbert, winning the first game 3-0. The Eagles entered the doubleheader with a 19-12 record. They'll play Park Gilbert again at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Next week, the Eagles have a road game against Arizona Christian at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday before hosting SAGU AIC on Wednesday at 3 p.m. The Yavapai College baseball team easily swept the doubleheader against Scottsdale Postgrad on Wednesday, 13-4 in Game 1 and 15-0 in Game 2. At 17-19 overall and 8-14 in the conference, the team hosts Greenway for a doubleheader on Saturday beginning at noon. On Tuesday, the team travels to Chandler Gilbert for a doubleheader also beginning at noon. The softball team, after a short break, hosts Glendale on Saturday for a doubleheader beginning at noon. On Tuesday, the team travels to Arizona Western for a doubleheader beginning at 11 a.m. Yavapai College is 8-11 overall and 8-4 in the conference. Ending with the NAZ Wranglers, as the team will take on the Tucson Sugar Skulls at 6:05 p.m. on Saturday at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. The Wranglers are 0-1 after losing the season opener to the Arizona Rattlers 51-40. This is the Tucson Sugar Skulls' first game of the new season. Last year, the team went 9-7 overall. The Wranglers and Sugar Skulls split their matchups last season, with the Wranglers losing the first game 31-21 before taking the second game a little over a month later 42-28. That does it for this week's show. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talking Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you back here next week for more spring sports action.